This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what soprano we have at twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watch, or so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, disaster mangled banner your way, or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
38 minutes after 4 o'clock in Central Virginia, this is the song stylings of my 6-year-old son. I tell you what, I could listen to that all day. Wendy Fournier is the president of the National Autism Association, and she joins me on the long line. Wendy, good afternoon.
Hi, Coy. I want to say, first off, that that was the most beautiful rendition of the national anthem that I have ever heard.
Isn't that awesome?
That was great. I love that.
It gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it, and I tell you, it just makes me want to cry. I'm so proud of him.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is something. Wendy, of course, we're going to talk about the comments of Michael Savage, but out of respect for the folks who have not heard this trash, I want to take literally just 90 seconds and play this so everybody knows what we're talking about. These were the comments a week ago tomorrow. I think it was last Wednesday. Michael Savage on his nationally syndicated radio program. 8 million listeners, I think, a week. And it is broadcast on this very station, I am embarrassed and ashamed to say, every evening from 8 to 10 p.m. And here is what Michael Savage said just last week.
Now you want me to tell you my opinion on autism, since I'm not talking about autism? A fraud. A racket. For a long while, we were hearing that every minority child had asthma. Why did they suddenly, why was there an asthma epidemic amongst minority children? Because I'll tell you why. The children got extra welfare if they were disabled, and they got extra help in school. It was a money racket. Everyone went in and was told, when the nurse looks at you, you go, I don't know, the dust got me. So everyone had asthma from the minority community. That was number one. Now the illness du jour is autism. You know what autism is? I'll tell you what autism is in 99% of the cases. It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out. That's what autism is. What do you mean they scream and they're silent? They don't have a father around to tell them, don't act like a moron, you'll get nowhere in life. Stop acting like a putz. Straighten up, act like a man. Don't sit there crying and screaming, idiot.
The comments of Michael Savage, nationally syndicated radio host, and his message is broadcast on this very station every evening. And Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. Wendy, I'm just curious, how did you hear about it? I guess you were like me. Somebody sent you an email and said, have you heard this? Oh, my God.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I started getting emails from parents and phone calls from parents. Some people were actually in tears calling to tell me about what he had said on the radio. And it's... I was shocked when I listened to that. I mean, his comments were completely out of line. The most deplorable thing I have ever heard. You know, it made me sick to my stomach. So we're very disappointed that he was able to get that message out to 8 million or so listeners and actually sent out a press release shortly after that incident requesting an apology from Mr. Savage and a retraction of his vile words, and he's refused to do that. So, I, you know, what's most disappointing to me at this point, Coy, is that he's getting so much publicity over this on the backs of our children, and the media is really eating this up, eating up this story, and enjoying this little fight that's going on in the community against Michael Savage. But what the media is losing sight of here is our children, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, I was saying earlier at the top of the show that we all know, for the folks in radio and the folks who know anything about Michael Savage, we know he's made millions basically ticking people off and attacking different people, whether you're a woman or you're gay or you're black or you're from Mexico or you just don't agree with him politically. He would like to lock you up and throw away the key and put you on a boat and then send you off a cliff. That's his shtick. And we get that. But by and large, most of his career, he has attacked, to my knowledge, adults. But now what he's doing is he's spewing this vile stuff against defenseless, very sick children.
Exactly, and it's really horrifying that he chose these words. You know, his choice of words were just beyond belief. His attack against us as parents was so over the top, and you know, basically saying we need to tell our kids to knock it off, and that'll be the end of that. You know, he has no idea how serious autism is and how much our children are suffering every day. And when he started talking about kids screaming but being silent, you know, this is something that really hit home for me because I have a nonverbal autistic child. My daughter is 8 years old and she cannot talk. But boy, she can scream. And that is really the only way that she can express herself when she's frustrated or she's in pain. She has no other way to communicate. And so I found that particular line incredibly offensive.
Yeah, we're talking with Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association, and we're fortunate to have her here. You can learn more online at nationalautism.org. And Wendy, I have to agree with you. I took this extremely personally. Not only is he talking about my defenseless child, but he's talking about me as a father, that somehow I'm not being tough enough on this sick child, and therefore I'm to blame in some way for the fact that my kid is screaming in the grocery store and everybody's looking at me like, oh, you know, you got a brat there. Why can't you control that child? And I just want to scream at them, this is what autism looks like, damn it. But of course, you just bite your lip and you pick up your child and you rush to the door. But, yeah, I took it very personally, and I'm outraged. And I guess I'm like most parents who or even caregivers or teachers whose lives have been touched in some way by autism. I am outraged, but I don't know quite what to do. What's going on nationally? Because I know this is a growing protest and concern in this country over what this man is saying.
Well, you know, obviously the community is outraged, and I don't think it's just the autism community alone. I think that other, you know, other groups with, you know, children with disabilities are just as offended as we are. Of course, you know, our community is the most vocal, and we're the ones that he attacked, and there are efforts going on throughout the country where parents and autism advocates are staging press conferences outside of radio stations that air his show, and protesting him and calling for his termination. And they've started a calling campaign to the people who advertise, the companies that advertise on that particular radio show, to try to get the advertising pulled out. And as far as I know, I know Aflac has already said that they were going to pull their ads. I've also heard that Home Depot may be doing the same. So the parents are having an effect in getting advertisers to pull away from that show. Also, there's a radio station in Mississippi that was carrying the Michael Savage show and has now pulled the plug on it there. So, you know, the work that's being done by advocates throughout the country is effective, and they are making a difference. I don't see Mr. Savage getting fired over this. Having talked to his boss personally, I don't think he's going to be fired. And I don't know in the long run what that would do for us other than make us feel better that the guy lost his job. What I really hope will happen, Coy, is that somehow, some way, this will turn into an opportunity to educate people on a national level about the real pain and the real suffering and the real struggles that families with autism are facing.
We're talking with Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you'd like to share your thoughts about this, I would love to hear from you. I've gotten a lot of emails from folks, and this is an opportunity if you'd like to speak to us, 977-1070. I got to tell you, though, Wendy, would he lose his job if he started attacking children with Down syndrome? Would he lose his job? Would he get pulled off of the air if he started attacking kids with cancer? Because as far as I'm concerned, that's what he's doing. These are sick children, and he's attacking them and saying, ah, you're faking it, you're a putz, you're a brat, and your parents are horrible. This is, it's just unbelievably, it's just so egregious. And what gets me doubly here is the fact that his very program is broadcast on the station that I'm speaking on right now. And that's what really gets me in the end here. Kim is online, too. Kim, thank you so much for the call. You go right ahead.
Hi, Coy. When I heard you speak of this last week, I didn't hear Mr. Savage, because when I hear him on the radio, I immediately turn it off. I've been listening to WINA for years. It stays on my radio all day long until he comes on. But I've worked in the school system in the past and witnessed autism. I know families that have autistic children, and my heart goes out to you, and that man really needs to be educated, and I really hope WINA takes a step to get rid of him.
Kim, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And I have to tell you, I couldn't agree more. And I've said this to the higher-ups, for lack of a better word, in this company here. There is so much fantastic talk radio out there. I mean, there really is. High quality, educating, great, interesting, fun talk radio that we could be offering our listeners in this community. We could be saying, here, this is good, and we're proud to offer it to you, but instead we have this trash. And I guess this is something, Wendy, that a lot of communities now are thinking about. We're like you say, it's doubtful that talk radio networks or whatever that owns his program is going to fire him. But what we can say is, you know what? We like our community and the children in our community a little bit more than he does. And he's not welcome here. It's that simple.
You're right. And I'm sure it's a real conflict for you, Coy, you know, having that your own station be airing his show must be really hard for you. Obviously the guy's a jerk, and what he said is unforgivable and inexcusable, you know, and I'm just really hoping that the media will sort of get off of this controversy and stop with the sound bites and just get down to the real problem that we're facing here, which is that autism, contrary to what Mr. Savage said, is a national epidemic affecting at least 1 in 150 children. They're not being falsely diagnosed, as he suggested. You know, he's trying to backtrack and basically say that his comments were taken out of context. And what he was complaining about is the way that the medical establishment in this community is so eager to put a diagnosis label on a child and drug them. And that's where he said he was coming from. You know, and part of that, honestly, I do agree with that, Coy. I think we are very eager to drug children in this country. But that is not what's happening with the autism epidemic. You don't get an autism diagnosis in a 5-minute visit with your pediatrician. It's an extensive evaluation.
Yeah, and when in fact, I don't think his words were taken out of context, he can backtrack and try to say that's what he was saying, when in fact he said 99% of the kids diagnosed with autism are brats who are putting on an act. That's the quote.
I too do not believe that his words were taken out of context. He keeps trying to say that, and he's basically trying to cover his own butt at this point. And honestly, you know, I gave him the opportunity to explain. I was on his show last night with him. He gave me about 15 minutes to talk about the important issues of autism and why the things that he said were wrong. And I appreciate that. He was very courteous and very respectful to me while we were on the phone. But the bottom line is that show was all about covering his butt.
Yeah.
And it was not about the real issues that we face as families.
Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. Wendy, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the work that you do and that your team does. So many families. I mean, this is, for folks who don't know, these are not just people who walked in off the street and said, hey, I'll help some of these families with autism. The National Association of Autism was founded by, is run by people whose lives are touched by autism. And by and large, as far as I know, it's all parents with kids with autism. And so not only do you have to deal with what you're dealing with, and I know, but you're also out there trying to make a difference in the larger community and reach a lot of people who just don't know what we're dealing with and don't understand. And this is a huge and growing problem that, for whatever reason, and we're not exactly sure, we all have an idea, but for whatever reason, is really crippling so many of our children. Brian is online, too. Brian, thank you for the call. You go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't have time to say everything I'd like to say, but first, I empathize with your feelings about this whole thing. I want to make the point that media and news today in this country is all driven by money. And so you got to remember that when you're watching. You're not watching news. You're not listening to news on the radio. You're listening to what is going to sell. And you've already pointed out how this savage guy, you know, sells his show. My point is people just got to turn it off. Also, you really have to hold WINA and the sponsors responsible, because ultimately they are the ones who have the most power to get him off the radio here in Charlottesville. But I remember I called in there, and I know others did as well, when Neil Bortz tried to tell us that somehow the victims of the Virginia Tech massacre were responsible for their demise by not fighting back. Did anything come of that? No. I mean, the people with the money are going to have to say this is important, and we do draw the line somewhere. But, you know, money is driving this whole thing. And the last thing I want to say is I hope that you will keep this in mind when you bring guests on, and either you or your guests make claims on your station without anybody there to rebut them or offer another point of view, because I have heard on your show claims made that I went and researched myself. I talked to the guests after the show, and those claims were unfounded. They couldn't give me evidence to support their claims. I couldn't find it either. So those are just some thoughts to throw out there.
Good thoughts, Brian. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the input. Thank you very much. That's Brian online, too, and I do appreciate the call. So, Wendy, where do we go from here? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I am hoping that we're going to open up a national forum to discuss the real issues of autism with the gentleman who runs Talk Radio Network, the syndicator of Mike Savage's show. Hopefully he's going to open up the other shows that he has to educate listeners across the country about autism and the reality of autism. So that's one of the things that I do hope will happen as we move forward, and I will be talking with him again very soon.
Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. I urge you to check out the website at nationalautism.org. Wendy, thank you so much for your time and for everything that you do for families like mine.
You too, Coy. You're wonderful. Thank you.
There's Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association. And
you've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.